On the show today, we have Messick, Lauer & Smith, Guy Messick, and Co-op Financial Services' Bruce Drott talking about the 2020 NACUSO Next Big Idea competition coming up around the corner, and it's going to be virtual, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Bruce Drott. Bruce, how you doing, sir, right there next to me?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Good, good. And then right below us here is Mr. Guy Messick from Messick, Lauer & Smith. Guy, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Got a little rotator cuff I'm working on here, Michael.
Well, that's what happens when you're pitching in the bigs, you know? You got to take a break.
I'm four days with a beard.
That's a good look, too. I like that. I like it. Hey, well, we hope a speedy recovery for you. I'm sure you'll be back on the mound in no time, pitching for whomever you want. You'll be a free agent again. All right. Hey, let's talk about some other really cool stuff here. The 2020, well, like most stuff these days, like nearly everything going virtual. NACUSO's actually their next big idea competition is going virtual as well. And this is kind of like one of my favorite events of the year because it's kind of this Shark Tank format and there's a lot of drama. You got the people just up there presenting and then you got the judges. It's a really cool atmosphere and there's a little bit of pressure as well. And Guy, you do a great job every year of moderating it and being kind of the host and all that type of stuff. And it's really an exciting time of the year for everybody. But this year it's going to be, obviously there's a big twist on it. Like we've all kind of pivoted the magic word pivot here and we're going virtual. So just Guy, can you give us a quick summary on what's going to happen here with the next big idea of going virtual?
Well, we all missed the conference, but we all look forward to this next big idea competition. So not only did we lose the conference in the spring, but we also lost March Madness. So we thought, why don't we turn this into an October Madness, the 2020 NBI playoffs, next big idea playoffs.
Yeah.
So we had 24 applicants and 10 have agreed to do this virtual program. So we're going to have our initial round of three competitions involving three competitors on October 13th, and then followed up on October 27th with the final four. Now, there is one of our competitors who won the competition at Venture Tech, mm-hmm. Called Illumin Labs, who's going to be in the competition. So they've already got to the finals.
Wow!
But the other three playoffs will be on Tuesday the 13th.
I like it. I like it. Well, we missed out on March Madness, but we're going to get October Madness. So this is a nice consolation prize for sure. Hey, Bruce, what is Co-op's role in all of this?
Yeah, we're looking to sponsor it to make sure that there's kind of a payoff at the end of this.
I heard.
And really, you know, what we're looking to do is to make sure that innovation continues to happen within the credit union space. Right? That doesn't just happen in co-op, that happens across us. And lots of providers need to come together in order to make credit unions strong. So really looking to just incent that, to be part of this, to listen, to learn, but also to motivate by being there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like about it too, is it's very infectious in a good way. It's like, wow, it gets your brain thinking. It's like, wow, I could do something like that. Or maybe there's a different spin on something like that when you're listening to the presentation. So it kind of spreads the creativity. It's like, whoa, we could do something like that as well. So yeah. So now, oh my God, I lost my train of thought. I apologize.
Well, I just want to say that Co-op's participation this year is Co-op is a platinum partner and a very valuable part of NACUSO, but their addition of a cash prize for both first and second place, $7,500 for first and $2,500 for second.
Very nice.
I think spurred a lot more interest in the fintech type community, and that's why I had so many applications this year. You know, it's everybody needs a little funding to get started, and
sure.
We also have some veterans coming back. CU Rate Reset will be back. They've won twice already. They're a very innovative group. But Posh and some others that we all know about are going to add some excitement. And I think the cool thing is that credit unions get to see in one sitting a lot of different ideas. And even if you don't win, the exposure that you get is valuable to these presenters.
So how is it going to work in a virtual environment? Will it be just kind of a Zoom kind of format type thing where you'll introduce the person or the team and then they'll present, or how's that going to, and then
we're going to have, so we'll have panelists.
Okay.
And then we'll have three up at a time for that particular game, so to speak. The initial round will not have judges. The initial round, I believe there's a 3-minute limit. So it's really an elevator speech type thing in order mm-hmm. to make sure we get through the 9 competitors in a timely manner. But when we get to the finals, the final 4, it will be like that we've done last year and all the other years, where there'll be an opportunity to make a presentation and then the judges will actually be asking questions. But again, the voting will be online. We have the ability, of course, to do the polling and the voting. But in order to make sure we don't have ballot stuffers, what we're going to do is to make sure that either in order for your vote to count, you have to be in the CUSO member or from a credit union or CUSO. So please use your company emails to make that easier. So we'll have some preliminary findings at the end of the sessions, but we'll have to verify those afterwards. We did have one time where a particular contestant called everybody back at the home office and they started texting their vote over and over again. So we want to avoid that.
Somebody's just hitting the button like this repeatedly.
Well, right, especially since there are cash prizes. We want to make sure the integrity of the
vote. We want a fair contest because these folks work really hard at what they do and they do a great job. And so we want something fair. Obviously, these folks are talented for a reason. They're in the contest for a reason because they're really good, but we still want a fair outcome as well. And Bruce, speaking of fair outcome, are you going to be one of the judges as well on the panel? Because you're a tough nut to crack, man. You're a tough cookie out there, especially with technology and stuff. So it's going to be I can imagine some of your questions that you're going to come up with for the contestants. So are you looking forward to that?
I will be, and I'm looking forward to that. And like I was saying, you know, it's just an infectious event. We do some of these internal to co-op, and I can tell you it just motivates our staff. So it's great to be able to do it externally as well. And to be a part of that, either, you know, sometimes, right, ideally we'd love to participate too at some point in time in the future. But to sit and to be part of that panel of judges, it's a great set of folks to be able to hear and to interact with people. I mean, sometimes those questions are, right, for understanding related to, you know, that opportunity, but sometimes those questions hopefully also broaden the opportunity for those people who are presenting. And I think that's a really great part of the interaction, because as Guy said, it really does bring about a number of thoughts. And sometimes you want to understand, but sometimes you probably ask just to see if there's a little bit more that could come out of that idea and that kind of concept that somebody's got, and be able to broaden that into kind of new opportunities or opportunities that are currently unmet that, you know, we've seen and heard about through all the time we spend with credit unions.
Yeah, I love that immediate feedback that you get, because a lot of times when one of the judges asked the contestant a question, a lot of times in the audience, like, people are going, oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing. So I'm glad that person asked that question. Then you can find out more about it. So yes, because everybody benefits, you know? So not only does, you know, do the contestants and the judges and the audience, everybody gets something out of it. So it's really, really cool. And having said that, Guy, what are the goals for this year's event? Obviously, I think you might get more exposure being at an online event, or?
Well, we hope so. We'll have more people that will be able to attend. Right now we have 500 seats, so don't delay to register.
Yeah.
You can go on the CUSO's website in either the events sections or the news section to register. And there's no fee to register. Anyone can register, but again, we ask that if you're not a credit union or CUSO or the CUSO member that you not vote. But the cool thing is to get excitement. I mean, we're overcoming obviously a lot of obstacles this year. And the one thing about this competition is you see solutions. You see not only solutions they provide, but you also triggers other ideas that you may have to overcome the challenges that we're facing. And I think it's this year more than any other year, I think new ideas need to be discussed. And that's the fun part of this project.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I think based on what we've been through the last 6 or 7 months or so, I think the silver lining here is I think we're going to come up with some really cool innovations. I think Bruce, you're probably already seeing stuff out there. Guy, you as well. You're probably already seeing something on the horizon that we're, yep. that's going to come to fruition here in the next 6 to 12 months. So it's, I think it's a really exciting time. Maybe stuff that'll be in next year's next big idea. So it's really exciting. So I can't wait for this one. I mean, if you like Shark Tank, this is the contest for you because it's really, really does it well. And it's, again, it's got all the pressure and all the innovation and the Q&A, and it's got all the ingredients for a really great, great time for as well. So Bruce, I mean, anything else here to wrap up? Any final thoughts here before we get this out there for folks?
Yeah, really just to say, we'd love you to sign up to fill all those spots, right? Yeah. It's that communication, that dialogue, you know, people hearing and then responding both in that session as well as out of it. So looking forward to lots of people coming to listen and to learn.
Right on, right on. Guy, anything else here to add? And again, where we go to sign up? NACUSO?
Go to the NACUSO website, NACUSO.org.
Okay.
And either click on the events at the top of the banner or news and highlights. Either way, you can get to the registration
okay.
page.
And we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it as well. So then just click on it and register and attend and enjoy. So it's going to be a good time. I can't wait. I'm already sitting on pins and needles. All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Bruce, well done. And Guy, take care of that shoulder, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.